Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Table Talks. Today is going to be a little bit different. Like I mentioned in last week's episode, this month we're going to be highlighting the nominations of the award winners for our third annual EmpowHer event on March 1st. So today we're going to be highlighting the Vision Builder Award. To give you a little synopsis of this award, the recipient of the Vision Builder Award is a woman with less than 10 years of experience in her field who has wasted no time making an impact and breaking down barriers. She has valued what she's learned from her mentors and wants to pay it forward as a mentor to others. She's changing the landscape in which women serve. She emphasizes building honest relationships, values input, has the mindset of a leader, and leads by example with an immense amount of courage. This year's winner of the Vision Builder Award was Amber Keener, and Amber was nominated by Amy Tatz. So I will read Amy's nomination now. Amy is a friend of Amber Keener, and Councilwoman Keener started with Mount Vernon City Council in 2021, but has wasted no time putting her imprint on the city of Mount Vernon. During her career as a homeschool mother, raising her 5 children and 4 daughters, Ms. Keener also focused her attention to the broader Mount Vernon community. She championed the city's parks master plan and spearheaded the Riverside Park Splash Pad project, bringing new and improved resources to our Mount Vernon families. During this time, she also received mentorship from other courageous women throughout the state through the Joanne Davidson Leadership Institute. I can think of no other woman in our community who embodies the title of Vision Builder. Councilwoman Keener is an inspiration to many. First and foremost, she's an inspiration, an example for how women can affect change to her 4 daughters. While she's advocated primarily in Knox County, Ms. Keener also spent time running as state representative. In this role, she carried the needs of Knox County to the State House in Columbus. This included research into human trafficking, as well as work toward expanded childcare offerings for mothers. She's built numerous relationships across the state and advocated for other women to get involved in the community. Despite significant pushback and with support of the law enforcement community, Councilwoman Keener attempted to pass massage therapy legislation to avoid the human trafficking situation that affected the greater Knox County community in the past. Review of those council sessions will reveal that she courageously advocated for this legislation while being pressured by outside interests. The quote that was chosen that describes Amber is, "Fight for the things that you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you." And this is a quote by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So again, another great nomination, and just a reminder to always continue empowering one another out in the community, whether it is empowering your peers, your family, your friends, or even community members that maybe you don't know that well. So thank you all for tuning in and listening today. And as always, keep your eyes out for what New Directions has on social media, as well as the episode we've got coming for you all next week. Thanks, everybody.